Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
All right, guys, DJ ESG season number 7. We've hit season 7 right here at Honest Wedding Advice. And this season, I'm doing something a little bit different than the first 6 seasons. I'm taking blogs that I found around the world and dissecting those down. Meaning somebody else wrote a blog. I'm not going to tell you who wrote the blog or where the blog came from. And I'm going to take that and sort of dissect it down to, you know, what I think about what that person has written about the wedding industry and specifically the topic of the subject line of that blog. And from there, I'm sort of going to give you guys my thoughts and opinions as we go. Because a lot of people sugarcoat or tell you what you want to hear, but I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. And that's all this podcast is. It's telling you what you need to hear versus what you want to hear. So, first thing, what are some great first dance ideas at a wedding? This person writes, choosing a first dance for a wedding is a deeply personal decision. I hope so. I really do. I hope it's between the two of you who are getting married, and I'm not sure how much more personal that can get. And should reflect a couple style, personality, and the mood they want to create. Maybe, or it just can be your favorite song or just a song you guys really like. You don't have to go that deep into it. Here are some ideas for a first dance song and themes the couples might consider. All right, they broke it down into like 5 different categories. Classic romance, At Last by Etta James, Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley, Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. Something from when your parents were getting married. Something from when your grandparents were getting married. Something that's romantically classic from back in the day that everybody knows the words to. That's probably 2 minutes long. You can get in and out really quick and all the adults or the elders or the seniors can have a moment of singing along and that big smile on their face where they actually know what song we're playing. Contemporary favorites, Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, Perfect by Ed Sheeran, All of Me by John Legend. You had 3 choices. You couldn't find a non-Ed Sheeran song for one of them. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so Thinking Out Loud, Perfect, All of Me, those are more contemporary. Those are newer songs that people latched onto. They were top of the charts for like a year or so, each one of them. You know, they're really outplayed and outdone. I don't want to tell anybody that who picked it for their wedding song, but that's sort of, you know, what happened with those jams. They went away and now they're on do not playlists. Upbeat and fun. Okay, now we're talking about not slow dancing. We're talking about actually having a dance. So you're Can't Stop the Feeling, I Want to Dance with Somebody, You're the Best Thing by Ray LaMontagne. Again, I don't know where people come up with these lists at. Can't Stop the Feeling is like 113, 115 beats per minute. It's more of like a dance song. Best Thing by Ray LaMontagne, that's, you can slow dance to that. And Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston, that's more of a banger where people sing the song out real loud. So I don't, you know, recommend 2 of those 3 at all. Leave those 2 on the shelf because they're for dancing. They're not for your first dance. Personalized or unique. A song that holds special meaning for the couple, such as a favorite song from their relationship or a song that reminds them of a significant moment. Okay, so the first time you kissed or the first time you had sex or the first time you said I love you, what song was playing? Use that song. A mashup of different songs that represent different aspects of the couple's relationship or musical tastes. That would be one of those dances where you start slow and then you break out into different, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That doesn't happen a whole lot anymore unless it's for the bride and her father. Sometimes I have a groom and mom, but it's never really bride and groom do that. You guys have so much to do leading up to it when you have time to practice that shit. A song performed by a live band or a friend or family member who's musically talented. Well, if you have somebody who's musically talented and who wants to sing at your wedding, all more power to you. I've seen that. It's been lovely. If you have a sister or brother or cousin or relative or friend, great. Awesome. Bring that person. Plug them right into my sound system and they can sing away. Easy. Bring a guitar too. We'll make it happen. Theme dances. Choreographed dances such as a waltz, foxtrot, or salsa routine can add an element of surprise and entertainment. And they can also add embarrassment, somebody falling over and counting and staring at each other like 2 aliens getting off the spaceship at Area 51. That's terrifying. If you're not a dancer and you're going to do a choreographed dance with somebody and then come in front of the public and do it, that could be literally horrifying. To look out not only at the crowd, but to now know you're in a suit and you're in a dress and you have to do that dance in front of people, that's hard. That's really hard. I mean, I'm not saying not to do it. You got some balls if you're going to do that, though, for real. That's what I'm trying to say. A theme dance such as a swing dance, a Bollywood-style dance, or a classic ballroom dance can add a unique touch to a wedding. Sort of what I said above, if you want to do it, that's great. If you have the time to learn how to do it, that's awesome. That's totally up to you guys, though. But ultimately, the most important thing for the couple, choose a song and dance style that feels authentic and meaningful to them. Whether it's a classic love ballad, contemporary hit, or a fun and upbeat tune, the first dance should be a reflection of the couple's love and celebration of their union. As opposed to what? As opposed to, hey, let's dance for 2 minutes just so mom and dad see us, get some pictures, and get the fuck away from each other, high five in the back. Listen, I have seen people literally cut their first dance to 1 minute because the younger millennials millennials and the Gen Zs, they're not big on being stared at. They're not big on attention. They're pretty big on empathy, but that's about it. So just letting you guys know, you don't have to do the whole song. You can pick something like this. You don't have to pick something like this, but this is what this person said. I look at some of these songs and I'm like, there's so many better songs out there you can choose from than these songs. You know, these are not terrible songs, but there's so many better options nowadays out there to make it unique and original to you. I always try to give you the best advice. I always try to tell you what you need to know, not what you want to hear. So this is DJ ESG. Peace, love, and God above, and I'll be back. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Sometimes my